We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we had here Rav Papa's Pshat in the Mishnah, and we have Rav Zvid's Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Zvid said we're talking about Maimon Shlosta. Rav Papa says we're talking about Matnas Shchimira. So Rav Papa, my time aloyam like Rav Zvid. One Rav Papa said like Rav Zvid's Pshat in the Mishnah. That Pshat is, that's Maimon Shlosta. So tomorrow I'll tell you why, Amud Beis. Kusav Rav Papa, ki Omar Rav, loishna b'milva, b'loishna b'kodin. Rav Papa holds that Rav's halacha of Maimon Shlosta, Masayim Milva, Masayim Pekodin. So therefore, you wouldn't have to be Tzibor and Menachin. So now that Rav says the Mishnah is Tzibor and Menachin, so you can't say Pshat in the Mishnah is Maimon Shlosta, because you don't need Tzibor and Menachin. You don't need that. So therefore, Rav Papa had to say a different Pshat, and he had to say because of Matna Shchemira. Tosis actually asks that, you know, I'll tell you, why don't Rav Papa say simple Pshat in the Mishnah? That we're not talking about Tzibor and Menachin, we're talking about Maimon Shlosta. Don't talk about a pile. And say, we're talking about Maimon Shlosta, because he holds the work style in the middle of the side. Why would you say that? So, Tosis' basic answer is that Rav Papa really held that it doesn't really stim in the Mishnah, the Maimon Shlosta Pshat, because it's not Mashma Veloshon in the Mishnah that you had three people standing here, and you said, Tnumon Alpoini, you're one and you have Alpoini. Doesn't sound like that. Therefore, that's why I didn't like learning the Mishnah like that. And now, the Rav says that talking about Tzibor and Menachem, the question is, how to learn up the Pshat, and Rav Papa held that Rav Zvid was wrong to learn up Pshat that way. But Be'etzem he held Stamazar didn't stim in the Mishnah. That's the top Tosis explains. But come on, Rav Papa holds that Rav is going side by Milva, side by Pekadim. Rav Zvid my time eloy makarav Papa. Why didn't Rav Zvid say like a Papa? Are you going to ask me, you know why Rav Zvid didn't say like a Papa? Because we're not choshish for mana cover. But the Ram Shiv says that's not a good taina, because who said that we are choshish for mana cover? Rav. So why don't you explain the Pshat of Mishnah like Rav? Rav says it was Subarim, there's a pile. And Rav is the one who says, Choshin Lamana Kavar. So it's very good smack. If you Rav is Shitasa, Pshat in the Mishnah. So why don't Rav Zvid say like our Papa? Rav Zvid might time like our Papa. Our Papa says, that's Matna Shchivir. Why don't you say like that Pshat? So Zok Gemara, Rav Zvid held that the Mishnah's Muchach Menei Ubei, that we're not talking about is Shchivir. Rav Zvid lay matam like our Papa, lay misukma masisim Shchivir. Our Mishnah cannot be talking about a Shchivir. How do you know? The Mishnah says, if you say, give this get to my wife, it does not work, why? Because Lacha Misa. Time with the mace. It's only because he died before they had a chance to give the get. But if it was Mechayim, if he didn't die yet, no, you didn't give the get. And it's Mashma Dafka because he said Tnu. Time with the Omat Tnu. Haloyama Tnu. If you didn't write, he didn't say Tnu, you just said Kisu. The Lacha is, if a regular person who's a healthy person tells to Adim and a Sefer, Kisvu get l'ishti. The halacha is, they can write the get, but they cannot give over the get. You have to say Tnu. But by Shchimira, we'll see, the halacha is, if we just say Kisvu, since he's Odom Bohol, and he forgot to say it, we say you could be Tnu also. So our Mishnah's Mashma, that the whole problem is La'acha Misa. But if it wouldn't be, if you gave it for Misa, it would work. But our Mishnah says, he said Tnu. Why do you have to say Tnu? Why can't you say Kisvu? So it must be we're not talking about a shchimira. Time with amatnu, aloy matnu, ain't noistim. V'shchimira, afagav loy matnu, noistim. A shchimira, even if you don't say tnu, you just say kisvu, you can give the get, it's nan. B'rishoynoy oimrim, hayoytze bekailar, v'om a kisvu yal ishti, haril yichtuvu v'yitnu. By getting this to say, anyone's going out to be killed, bekailar means going out to be killed, and he says kisvu yal ishti, haril yichtuvu v'yitnu. You can write the get and give it. Chosvu loyma, they added on another case. Other cases, not only someone's going out to be killed at his ball, af hamafarish, someone's going out into the yam, going on a business trip across the yam, vayoytze v'shiyar is going to the midbar, which are dangerous things. Also, if he says kisvu, it's tnu. And Rav Shimon Shazuri ama af hamasukin, even a masukin has the same halacha. Someone who's a shchimira, masukin is a shchimira. Someone who's a shchimira is the same halacha that you don't have to say tnu. So Akarchach, our Mishnah can't be the one Shchimra, because Mishnah says Tnu. That's where Rav Zvid didn't like Rav Papa. So Moshe has a question on this. Mask Rav Ashi, my name alone, the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Shzuri, Dilma Rabbani. It's a Chorus, Machlekes. Rav Shimon's adding on Shchimra. The Rabbanon argues. Who said our Mishnah is going to Rav Shimon Shzuri? Maybe it's going to Rabbanon. So that's why it's a little problem on this Rav Zvid's Taina, but like upon him, that's where Rav Zvid held. We actually passed Rav Shimon Shazuri pastors, so that's why maybe he wanted that sound like Rav Shimon Shazuri. But upon him, Rav Zvid didn't like Rav Papa because he held our Mishnah can't be a Shchivirah because it says Tnu and you don't need Tnu. And Rav Papa could argue, he said, our Mishnah is going to go into Rav Shimon, it's going to go into Rav Baruch. Gufa, let's go back to Maimon Shlosta. Someone, Reuven and Shimon Levi stand together. Reuven turns to Shimon and says, "The mana that you have and you have from me in your hand, tnula l'plenty, give to Levi. But my mislos, I'm standing in front of three people. Kona, you are koina." So now, Stamazoi, the Taisa brings down that my mitzlostom is koina ba karchoi of the loiva or the nifka. I mean, this guy, the middle guy, Shimon, he has to give be koina. He'll give it to Levi. It's not his choice. He says that's the difference in schia and my mitzlostom. Because if the middle guy Shimon wants to do this, you don't have to come to my mitzlostom. I could say tenu l'plaini. That means he could be zeichet for Levi. What's the big deal? He could be zeichet for Levi. But now that it's a Maimish Lostom, he has to give it to Levi. It's forceful. That's what he says. Getting into the Gufa. He says, I'm revolving in Rabbi Antam. The Maimish Lostom, Konoba Karkoi, Shaloiba, Shonifkat, the Loi Koni Lemritsoinoi, Leman Dom, Adafka, the Kona, Lama Hutsuku, Saka Maimish Lostom. You know, it's a chi. Just say it's a chi. But because it's showing him, even touches himself in the supper a little bit. Akaponim, so that's a lacha maimish loston. Omer Rav, a mistavra, milsa derav, pepekodon. So stavra, the din maimish loston works by pekodon. Alva milva loy, but by halva does not work because there is milva loy itza. It's not be'en anymore, and therefore it's not be'en. It won't be koina. Vali kim amar Rav fill of malva, but even is sure that lemaisa Rav in the svara would only be a kodon. But I'm telling you, Rav said it even by milva. Rav said it even by milva the din of maimish loston. Itva nami amar Shmuel mishmei Levi. Malva libi yodcha, I have a halva in your hands, tnula l'plani, give it to Pliny. But my mitzlost is in front of all three. Koina, you koina. So Gemara like this, v'taim am I, what's taket apshat? And Rashi learns the question is, on milva. Bishlam pekadon, we understand how my mitzlost can work, how the mechanics can work. Kork maybe didn't schi or something like that, it can work. Masha inkein, halva, which is lohit sa nitna, how does that work? How does Levi koina something that's a milva lohit sa? So the Gemara has time in my Omar Meimar. I'm going to try to say a pshat like this. Omar Meimar, Nase Koimeloi B'Shas Matamoyes Shibad Alach Lidach Cholos Machmasach. We make it that's Keilu. The Rabbanon says it's Keilu when Shimon takes the Hava, he takes money from Reuven for Hava. It creates a Shibud. That's a fact. It creates a Shibud. It means it creates a responsibility to pay back. So we say it's Keilu when he borrows that money. He is telling Reuven, I'm a shuvah to you now. I have a schaivis to you. I'm responsible to pay you back, and I'll pay you back or anyone that comes because of you. That's what it means. And therefore, that alone, shafs echiv, shafs a shiba to give it to Levi. And so that's how we're looking at the mechanics, because we want to know how the mechanics work of his maimish loshtam. You know how it works? It's when I take the halva, when Shimon takes the halva, it's ki'ilu he's saying, I am responsible to anyone who you say I have to give it to. What? It becomes like a shiva. I have to pay him now. He's king. Yeah, just like if you owe money to someone, it's a king. It's a chiv to pay him. He now has a note. Now he has a check. Levi has a check now that you owe him $100. He owns the money now. Yavad doesn't have the money in his hand yet, but now you can go to Besdin and get it from him without anything else. It's his money. You're holding my money now. Shimon's holding Levi's money now. Because if not, it doesn't work. How does it work? How else would it work? No, so we're saying, but Maimich Shlostom, it's Nasa Kilu. He never said this. Shimon never said this. Yeah. We're making, yeah. I'm afraid. That's the mechanics. The loch of the color one is we have three people standing here. It works when I say that. The mechanics are that Chazal make it Kilu, you said that. Because the question is, how do mechanics work? Even Pekodin is a Durban, they didn't Maimich Shlostom. Pekodin will have the mechanics, because it works like a Din Tzchia type idea. It's Be'en. And I'm saying now, I'm forcing you to do it, but it works the mechanics as Chia. But Halva, what's the mechanics? So he's saying, where it works is, it's like a Shibud. Omri Avashi, La Meimar, La Miata, Hikna Lunar Lodim, to Loy Havashas Matamoyes, Hakanam Loy Konu. If that's true, so it's only work for people who are alive. That's the mechanics that we're saying. That's Ki'ilu, you said that. So only should work for people alive when Shimon took the Havah from Reuven. When Shimon took the Havah from Reuven, he's Meshabit himself, he's Meshayim, he's responsible to pay anyone who comes back Masaf. Only people who are in the world right now. If you're not in the world yet, so then how could I be responsible to those people? They're not here yet. If Reuven tells Shimon to give it to Levi, he wasn't born yet, it shouldn't be koina. Are you going to tell me, okay, we have Rav Meir holds, you can makna dovash shaloi baloilam, that I could sell you a peiros on a tree, I have a tree and it's growing apples, I can sell you those apples before it grows. That's the halacha. Rav Meir says, you can sell apples on paper. But he says, that's dafka, I can makna dovash baloilam to a live person who's right in front of us. But to a person who's not here yet, even Rav Meir agrees, there's no such king like that. But to a person who's not in the world yet, there is no kinyan. So here, how would it work then? So maybe you tell me enechanami. So maybe the law doesn't work. You know, maybe it doesn't work. So I guess the pshat in the Gemara is that the Mefarshim say like this, that the mistam is mashma that it works to anyone, and even more with the extra knach is that by pekadoin. It works with different mechanics, right? That will work even if Levi was not born yet. So it comes out, be a nafka mina between Pekad and Ahava. That definitely doesn't sound like a nafka mina between Pekad and Ahava. So the Gemara's kasha is that if the Ahava is working with the mechanics of a Shabbat to anyone who comes by Achmasach, so anyone who's born afterwards, it shouldn't work. And it's not mashma anywhere that in my mitzlashdom there's a chilek between being alive and not alive. And even if it is a chilek, but they're not going to say a chilek between Pekad and Ahava. So it gets, that's a kasha on this pshat. This can't be the mechanics of how it works. Ela Marvashi, on top of Daf Yudalam Aleph, Bahi Ano, the Kamashtanyale, Be Milva Yeshono, Le Milva Chadosha, Goma Mashav Nafshe. This is a different Mashav. He says that the Shiva is starting right now. When I tell Shimon, give that money, this Hava, to Levi, he's willing to do it. And he's willing to Mashav himself. Why? Because right now, Reuven had enough. Reuven wants his money back. If now you tell Shimon, give it to Levi, Levi might have more patience. Levi is the first time hearing about this money. And Levi's, it wasn't a previous time, it wasn't a Shiva that I'm not there. Levi's getting a present now. So Levi's all excited. He's not going to go money the first day, bring him to Beis Din. He'll give him a few days. So therefore he's gaining, that he's getting extra extension on his loan. And since he's getting extension on his loan, with that Hana, he's been shabbat himself. So that's how the mechanics work, how I can be responsible to pay other people. If that's true, El Miyato, could go in Hani de Bay Baral Yashiv. The family of Baral Yashiv, they were strong people and they didn't give anyone any time. They were very strict people. So they're the Kafsi Vishakla out there. By them, if they have a chayv, right away they grab you and they get the money right away. So Achinam Lekanu, their Maim Sosta won't work. Because there is no Hana, you pay right away. V'chite machinami, and if you're going to say, yeah, maybe, Efshataka, maybe if you have a Baal Yashiv type of family, there is no Mayim Shloshtam Bahava. Imkein, Esato Devarech L'Shurim. Then when you say this idea of Mayim Shloshtam, you're giving it L'Shurim. It's not across the board. It's not a uniform din. It depends what type of family it is. That's right to say like that. So, Efti Gemara now, Elamar Zutra, Hani Tlas Mili, Shavinu Rabbanu Kehilchas Olay Taima. The following three things are taka halacha of the Rabbanon, and they don't have any reason to it. Like Rashi explains that it's like halacha Moshe Mesina. Ki'ilu kibla Moshe halacha Mesinai she'ein tzar los v'atam. He says the following three things are things we're out of time, including Mayim Shloshtam. Like Tosfos explains, the second Tosfos, Pirish Masha Moyo Liknois. It means the mechanics of the Kenyan is a thing that has no reason. Aval tam yesh lo matitu chama Mayim Shloshtam. Because they were mtiknus leitzdarich letroyach velasis kinyanim, they don't have to work so hard to kinyanim. Avad is a reason for mayim shloshtam, but the mechanics how it works b'halava is taka hilchosav loy taima. The rabban did not explain the reason to us and explain how it works, how exactly it works. So what are the three things? We'll just finish the three things and then finish this shiur on the summit. So chadaha, one is the mayim shloshtam is a milsav loy taima. It's a hilchos of loytaima, which means the mechanics of Tosfos explains. Beidoch, don't read on my Shmuel. A koysev kol nechasev leishtoi leosa elav pachapia. Someone v'shasi dies, he has yarshim, and he writes in a shtar. He says, you know what? All my nechasev are going to the wife. So there, halacha is that she becomes apachapis. And there also it's a hilchos of loytaima because the maisi wrote a shtar and gave all the nechasev to isha. And again, Tosfos explains over here, there's a reason for this halacha. What was the reason? It's like Tosfos, the same Tosfos. A person does not take away everything from his children and give it to his wife. He doesn't do that. So why is he doing it? He's doing it to give her cover, to make her the Rosh HaMashpacha, to make her the Apachapas. That's all he's doing. But in theory, if you write only nechas to ishtoi, how exactly does that work? It works with hefker bez and hefker, like the Rishonim explained. It works really with hefker bez and hefker. Rashi really explains that also. But hefker bez and hefker, that's the mechanics. But again, it's no time how this could work. If I wrote nechasim to you, I wrote nechasim to the isha. So in theory, there's no way to explain this takana. We know the reason for it. We don't know the mechanics. What's the third one? We have Kaisik al Chasid Ishtoi. The third one is this one. V'idach, Dom Rav Chananya, Hamasi Isha Lebenoi, Godol Bebayis Kanu. The meaning was, if someone had money, they used to build a special house for the Chasana of the son. It's a Vuyin Gemara Megillah like that. You're allowed to do this in the Chodesh Av. In the first in the 9 days, let him build a house. Lebnai, it's called the Binyan Shal Simcha. Akapanim used to build a house lebnai for the chasana. Or the mepharshim say a case where it was his own house, but he cleaned out the nechasa from his house to make the chasana. So then we say the chazaka is that you're giving the house away to your son. This will be your son's house, even though he didn't make a kinyan. It belongs to the son now. That's the halacha. And what's the reason for that? Because there also it's muchach. That you are giving it to your son. So it's also a milsavoy timer. Where's the kinyan? But the Rabbanon held that that's what you're doing. And when you build a house for the chasen of his son, you're building it for him. So therefore, they said you're kind of. So these three things are all milsavoy timer, maimon shloshtam, and kaisik al hazishtoi, and maisi ishul vay, b'nai gadol, that the house goes to him. And that's how, the bottom line is, that's the din of maimon shloshtam, that we have a shayla of sai by milva, sai by kadon. But the Gemara said that Rav said a vada even by milva, and the Gemara is coming out, so look at some more time.